All throughout my childhood, there were skulls at home. There have been many doctors and painters in my family. For me, it's like having grown up around dogs. It's something that forms part of my personal structure.
This is how Villatour explained the presence of skulls in his work, as just another recollection from his childhood, much like the influence of Cubism, rather than a reference to the fleeting nature of life as explored in the Vanitas genre. In any case, neither interpretation excludes the other. Indeed, the renowned Picasso expert Pierre Cabanne had the following to say on the subject of skulls in Villatour's work.
Skulls were always very important to Villatour. He did not see any particular symbolism in them and did not view them as emblems of death. Rather, in his own words, he saw them as fleshless reincarnations, permanently integrated into my social existence as domestic objects or objects that provide companionship. He also said that he loved their formal independence, their solidity despite their lightness, and their hermetic form despite their holes.
There are a number of skulls that form part of this exhibition, but this one in particular is accompanied by a number of other elements, such as the palm leaf, which in classical art traditionally accompanied martyrs, and the lamp, symbolising the bringing of light. However, the inclusion of the slotted spoon casts doubt on any potential symbolism on the part of the painting, and rather than bringing to mind an image of a kitchen, it evokes a feeling of playfulness and enjoyment, articulating the characteristic sense of joy with which Villatour approached painting.